Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
South Carolina's got everything, natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch. Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. We got a very busy wall-to-wall football show tonight. Wall-to-wall. That's it, baby. Strapping. Week one NFL lines, college futures, get it all. Extensions for DJ Moore, get it all in tonight. Football show on Carver and Lisi. Lot to do. Forget the taters, forget the all totals, forget all that. Put it aside for the next couple hours here on the grid. Mike Carver, and of course, the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go! Ferta to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Carver, Joe Buck Pipes, right out of the gate. You got a little bounce in your step. Not tonight. I know exactly what you're doing. You know my whole life story, and I got the over in Miami and Tampa Bay, 7.5, altered all the way up to 11.5. We got runners on second and third, two outs. If this Siri doesn't come up and get a base hit, he's absolutely dead to me, and he strikes out this guy. Unbelievable. You did it again, and I know you're rooting against me because of last night, what you did. Oh, big football show. Extensions. Him. And now, all of a sudden, now you're going to play hard to get, right? You're not going to bring up the baseball, the in game. No, I know exactly what you're doing. No, you're dead wrong on this one. Dead wrong. You're trying to ruin the mojo. It's not right.
Dead wrong. I'm not dead wrong on this one.
Dead wrong. You know exactly what you're doing. You're trying to get me the under last night in Kansas City, and everybody that listens to the show that's on my side, Bobby Witt Jr., baby, grand slam, the Granny Smith in the ninth.
We got that total,
despite you.
What about the Arizona game?
Don't start, Carver. Don't start. You know what I had last
night. Why don't you tell everybody what you did again? Why don't you tell everybody what you did again, 2 days in a row?
Wow, look at this.
Go ahead.
No. Mum's the word. I'm not going to say it.
Come on, Joe, I want to know.
What'd you do?
Here he is. Blast from the past. I took profit. That's what I did. I took profit.
Not enough.
Money off the table. There you go. See, now, you like hitting low. That's not like you.
I'm not hitting low.
Actually, it is. You're hitting low. You know what? That was yesterday. Today, we're going over Tampa Bay and Miami, 7.5. 2-1 right now. If this over doesn't come in, I'm going to jump through the computer and just, that's it. WWE, your desk. Wow. Don't get me started. And there he is. Vamos, Mr. Olympia. There he is. Minus the physique across the other way.
You cashed out again?
I did. I took profit. 30-1 on my money.
Did it
30
hit?
To 1 on my, actually more than that, 60-1 on my money.
Did Could it have hit? Paid,
it hit again. Yeah, it hit. In the ninth.
Yeah, it hit.
In the ninth. In the ninth.
What does that mean? It hit, it hit. That's what it means. It hit.
I'm done.
So you could talk about your profit.
It's still a winner, Carver.
No, it's not. They got you.
They got me. You get me.
They got you.
Every night you get me.
They won.
3-1. You see? Keep talking negative. 3-1 Miami. 3-1 Miami. Not tonight.
Got a couple guys on.
No couple guys on. That was last inning. They dinger.
Who hit it?
Top. I don't know. Was it Rivera? Was it Rivera?
I think he had the first one.
Somebody got a second
one.
You see, despite you. 3-1. 3-1. You want to keep putting in these garbage pitches?
They are so far behind right now with the updating. It's just
the updating is terrible. That's another reason why I got out.
It was burger time with the homer for Miami.
That's another reason why I cashed out. You can never get a good update. They have interns working across the way. Four-letter network, dual, you name it. Listen, maybe I should throw my daughter's hats into the ring. They're available. They know at least how to count score. Runners on, first and second, one out. The other site's got second and third, nobody out. I don't know what to believe.
I don't know what to believe either. This thing is so far behind.
One score, one side has 5-0, the other side has nothing. I mean, which one? Where you take a flip a quarter.
Can't believe he did it again.
Stop. That's it. Move on. And you only know that because I told you. Because I'm not afraid to say it. Because you and I talk.
Man, this Santander homered again for Baltimore. Jeez.
Is that game going over again? 6-1. Look at this.
How are you not in on that one?
Because I don't know. 3-2 now, Red Sox. You see this?
You might as well make it 3-3.
3-3?
Oh, maybe
Why?
Not. I think I got replayitis there. I have it on behind me, and I just saw the ball go over the wall, but I think that was the Polanco replay. 3-2 is the score there.
I'm on the over in the Brave game again. I think this is my hot over of the night. Braves Brew Crew. They got 11 last night. I think they smashed the total today. Hey, FanDuel, the score is 3-1, Tampa Bay. We're still in the bottom fourth. Could we get to the fifth and update the score, please?
They're having all kinds of problems.
Oh, man. I mean, really, what are we doing here?
They're having a major issue. So, nothing's right. I'm surprised they can even put anything in right now.
I got a headache.
Stunning to me.
You have a headache? You don't care. Yeah. You got the blood pressure going on.
You do it to yourself.
Yeah, here he is, life coach.
You do.
Here he is.
Minus the copay.
Life coach minus the copay.
Yeah, copay's expensive
sometimes.
He's going to
tell you what you do wrong in life. 5-0 Reds. Could these Reds break out again? And let me tell you, these Cubs again, no runs through three. Terrible. Terror.
Yeah,
they had nothing yet last night.
Real gutless.
They are gutless. Like, can we get anybody on? Everybody pumps up this steel mill, right? The guy's getting shellacked. Could we get something? Can we help the guy out?
Got smashed.
Jeez.
Smashed tonight. Meanwhile, like everybody thought the guy in the Reds was going to get smashed. It's the steel mill that's getting smashed. Can Harper homer here for the Phillies, Joe? He's coming up now. Can we get Harper?
Sure. I'll root it for you because I'm a good guy, unlike you that doesn't want to see me win.
That's not right. You see, you don't have to say that.
That's not right. That's not the truth. So I just go on what I feel. Gut and feel. And I feel right now my partner said, that's it. We're underway in Milwaukee. Joe Ross on the mound.
This is your five diamond over the night right here, right?
The five diamond crypto. This is it.
Five diamond crypto of the night.
The five diamond crypto of the night. We got it up to 10.5, boys. Lock and load.
up to 10.5.
Let me check that. I took it up to 11.5. I just looked at another ticket, plus 280.
Wow. You're going all in tonight.
I am. I'm going all in. I locked and loaded on the Tampa Bay game and this game. Tampa Bay, too, was straight. The Tampa Bay game was straight.
Well, I mean, like, the Marlins basically traded their entire team today, Joe. Like, they made all these trades the last two days.
And they're winning 3-1. Could these Tampa Bay Rays step up and score something? Every game at home is an under. Every one.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us. Here on the grid. All right, Joe, a few things have happened since we went to break. First of all, the Mets got a homer from Mark Vientos. And I had a couple put it with the golfs with Vientos, which was
nice.
Did you? A couple. Yeah. It wasn't one of my bigger plays tonight. But I was in on them. So, 2-0, Mets lead the Twins.
I had them.
Well, you know what it is, Joe. I get upset because he was like one of those guys that was like on the list, you know, and the list can only be so big. You can't play everybody. You just can't. So you want to get like your main five or six guys that you're going all after. You're keying those guys, Joe, with a lot of stuff, you know, whether it's
you
key the main guys, and then there's like a. Then there's a few other guys that maybe didn't make that top tier, but maybe I'll just throw like a put it with the golf with them or something like that as a secondary.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it would really help if I had updates that were doing.
Well, I think you need to just get away from them because they don't. That they're just not updating.
Yeah,
anything.
but I know that. But you know, I don't. I have a lot of tickets out there. I don't.
On the phone, they actually have it updated.
No, they don't, Carver. I'm on the phone, and they don't have it updated, because they don't even have that the Atlanta game started, and they don't even have that the.
You need to refresh.
I mean, Atlanta's already mid first refresh. How do you refresh on the phone?
Well, I have that it started. It's. I got him in the bottom of the first already.
Here?
Bottom
I know.
First in
what are we doing here? First and second in Tampa Bay. Come on!
Five nothing two. Still Redsing the Cubs. The Cubs are giving you nothing in that one tonight.
Again, second.
I actually really like Joe the late night slate. I'm a big fan of.
That Arizona game?
Rockies, Angels,
on the
Nats, Arizona, Dodgers, Padres, and A's, Giants. I like that.
You want to hear this? Under special, under Dodgers, under A's tonight. I took.
You mean you're playing unders?
7.5, it seems.
Oh, I am smashing these alt-overs now. You got to be kidding me. You're playing unders tonight?
Yeah, under on the A's and under on the Dodgers.
Oh, no. Well, I'm not having that. Those games are flying over now.
I'm on the over in Pittsburgh. Oh, really? Is that it?
Flying over. Yeah? I can't believe you played in a couple unders. I can't wait. I'm going in right now.
The only over I played tonight in the late slate was the Nationals and Diamondbacks, 11.5.
And you put that with straight unders in the other ones?
Yeah. Under in the Dodgers.
Under in the Dodgers.
Yeah, it just seems fishy to me. 7.5. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's Glasnow and Waldron.
Yeah,
that's why it's 7.5.
I don't know. So then go ahead.
Oh, I'm playing it. Oh, believe me. In fact, I'm going to put a couple other homers in those games, too, because there's going to be runs. Runs are coming.
Oh, really? You think so?
Yeah. Same thing in that Giant A game.
That game's got
8-6 written on it all over
8-6. You got it all figured out.
I'm ready, baby.
I tell you, these Rays are just gutless. First and third here for the Pirates. Come on, Pirates. What do I have them with?
Got so much going on. You know you have.
I don't even know. Man, this is not good. Braves.
Did you watch any of the Olympics today?
Not today. I saw that the gymnastic team won gold. Saw that. But I've been looking up. in the Olympics.
I watched that 3-on-3 with Jimmer Fredette today.
How did he do?
All in on that. They got destroyed by Serbia. They got destroyed.
Did they really? How many did you score?
They got crushed. 1-0 White Sox, Joe. 1-0 White Sox.
Was it Witt? Was it Witt?
Witt's on Kansas City, so it's not gonna
there
be
you
him.
Go. Well, the White Sox. It doesn't matter.
White Sox.
2-0.
He scored on a wild pitch, actually. Guy Lopez. Right. So.
What? I need this Pittsburgh game to come in here.
And then you would be helped with a hit now.
Yeah, first and second, two outs, though. Here we go. Oh, boy. All right, this is where we're at. You know,
this is where we're at.
You know, it would be nice if this gutless Cup team that has a runner on could actually score a run. Like, really, what are we doing here?
Here comes your boy Jazz for the Yankees, leading off the sixth.
Hey, he homered last time. He homered
twice. Two last night.
Jazz hands. Kids got.
How did we do with all those plays? Did any of those guys, any of that stuff play today, that Olympic parlay?
I'm looking now. Hang on. Results.
Oh, Jazz got another one, Joe. You called it. Jazz goes deep.
Does he?
Yeah, you called it, Joe.
Jazz hands.
Jazz goes yard.
All right. There you go.
How about that, Joe?
Guy's hot.
He was a good
Jazz
price tonight,
Chisholm.
I didn't play him.
Jazz Chisholm. Look at this. France beat Japan in basketball by 4. Huh? You see that game? 184.
Yeah, why did you play that?
No, that smashed the total. Smashed the total. Didn't it?
I guess so. What happened with the one we put in last night? Did anything go for that?
I'm looking right now. Hang on, I'll tell you what lost. Hang on, because it's not there now, Carver. So we lost
something. Yeah, something went down. I didn't get it because I had Jimmer attached to it, so I knew I didn't get anything else in it.
I'll tell you what lost.
Was it the kayaking or what did you have, Joe?
The rock climbing?
The rock climbing? I know what you have in
Hang
there.
Hang on, where is it? Hang on.
Who let us down? Yeah, open fight? I know you got a lot of
I'm trying to find it. It lost
of empty
some.
Tickets there in the pile. Can you find
did
out
I put
who,
in that many empty tickets? No,
yes,
there's no way.
You got a lot.
No, there's not, Carver. There's no way I put in that many bets before.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Rosarena was just up, Joe, with the bases loaded. And he looked like he grounded out to short, but the guy booted it on the Red Sox. They're challenging it. Either way, a run is in. It's now 3-3 in the top of the fifth. But I think he's going to be safe at first, Joe, and this is going to be bases loaded, nobody out. He is safe. They call him safe, so that means my guy Cal Raleigh's coming up with the bases loaded and nobody out. Joe, can this guy plant one over the monster here?
Who, Cal Raleigh?
Yeah, I'm on him again. Another night in a row we're going with Cal. Can he plant one over the fence? Let's go over to the Green Monster.
Sure. Let's go, Cal.
Are you on this over?
No. I'm not. You want me to be honest?
I mean, they scored like 20 runs last night. You didn't go back to this?
Don't start, Carver. I'm zigging when I should be zagging again. Don't start with
me. Zigging when you're zagging. I don't like when you do that, Joe. So, Joe, by the way, Joe did some digging. So, apparently, the ticket we did last night is still good.
Alive. It says 10 a.m., though, for the first one. I'm assuming that's in the morning?
Probably. That's either the boxing or the judo, right?
No, it's the...
Now, I got screwed because we built that. And I built it on the desktop with the jersey number, and then I went to put it on my phone, and I couldn't play two of them. So I ended up putting the Jimmer Fredette to score 10 points in it instead, and so I lost that today. So I'm out on that play.
The kayak.
Yeah.
Is says 10 a.m.
Okay, so tomorrow. That's it's on tomorrow. The kayaking.
The But then the other one says Wednesday, 5 a.m. That's okay, tomorrow. So they,
yeah.
Yeah, but why doesn't the other one say Wednesday at 10 p.m.?
I have no idea, Joe.
I don't know. I think we have two events tomorrow. We have Harvey in the boxing, and we have, well, Harvey needs to win the gold medal.
Well, what's that one with Harvey's?
57 kilos, gold medal.
Yeah, Harvey's fighting this guy from Brazil tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Yeah, but that's not the gold medal fight.
No, it's just another fight before you get there. So he's got to, but he's got to win that fight, I would have to assume.
Yeah,
win that fight tomorrow.
Yeah, well, there you
can
go.
Raleigh put one over the wall here, Joe? Come on.
I need this over. I swear. They're going to leave me at the altar here. Every day.
He struck out. Loser. Struck out, Joe. I can't have it.
I don't know.
Really can't, Joe. It's too much.
What are we going to do here?
We got a lot we can do. Let's just keep plugging along, Joe. That's all that we can do. So I got obviously a lot of things for you here that we have to get to throughout the night. Now you have been very critical of this guy. You must have laughed when you saw DJ Moore got so much money. 4 years, $110 million, yeah, 82 guaranteed.
He's not.
You have consistently dragged this guy. All over the place that he's not a big time player, so you know, I guess you don't like that deal. Nah, you've been all over this guy. You don't backtrack now. You've been all over him.
I just said he's a good pro. He's not elite in my opinion. He's not.
He's not worth $110 million. Is that what you're saying?
No, for four. What is it? 25 a year?
I believe that would be the case, right? Four for 110.
Roughly, so, roughly 26, 27 a year?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
I mean,
82
on.
Guaranteed.
Who would you rather have, T. Higgins or him?
Probably T. Higgins.
There you go. I agree.
But I bet if you did that, there's a lot of guys I would take DJ Moore over. You're, for some reason, more down on him than anyone else.
No, I just said he's not a pure number one. He's not. He's not in the same class as Justin Jefferson, C.D. Lamb, Jamar Chase, A.J. Brown. He's not even Devontae Smith. Come on. Is he Jalen Waddle?
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here.
Come on.
So the Mariners now have a 4-3 lead, Joe, over the Red Sox. 4-3, top of the fifth at Fenway. 1-1 Rangers and Cardinals. 1-1 after a home run by Wyatt Langford for Texas.
Come on, Smith.
Pirates have a 1-0 lead.
All right.
So they're on the board. Still 2-0 Mets. Still 4-2 Phillies. Still 3-2 Marlins. Oh, the Rays just scored, though, right?
But they have second
low.
And third. Nobody out. 0-2 here. Come on. Come on, okay. Kids. Sit that red, Caballero. Come on, Caballero. Don't be afraid to get that bat off your shoulder.
Don't be
Ducks
afraid.
Ducks on a pond. Don't be afraid, kid. It's 1-2. Protect.
Swing the bat.
These updates, the ball went out of the park on one game cast. I thought it was gone. 108 mile an hour bat talk, the kid strikes out. This Caballero sucks. Like really. Foul, strikeout swinging. Four-seam fastball. Unbelievable.
Can't have it. That's a complete
second and third, nobody out. Your job is just to put it to right field. Just get the bat on the ball. Move the runner over. Come on. Baseball 101, baseball for dummies. We don't do that anymore. It's obvious.
Nobody does it, Joe.
I'm tired of it. I'm going to put an end to it. I'm tired of it.
You're tired of it.
I'm tired of it.
I don't blame you. You should be tired of it.
I'm tired.
You're tired of it, Joe. I'm tired of it. Go ahead, say, I'm tired of it.
I'm tired of it. Everybody's so smart, they're dumb. Wake up. Second and third, nobody out. Guy comes up. Hit it to right field.
Everybody's so smart, they're dumb.
Everybody comes, I developed an algo. I developed an algo.
Everybody,
yeah, but does the algo take into account emotion? Does the algo take into account psyche? No. Don't get me going on the algos. Don't get me going, especially on the MIT people that developed the algos. And, you know, we developed the system based on the trading styles and the you know, statistical information. Ah, my algo doesn't take into account, you know, past data. Anybody that does that is a complete idiot. Well, moron, okay? Bases loaded in Tampa. Bases loaded. Anybody that develops an algo, okay, is using past statistical data. Anybody that says that is that's the only way they could develop an algorithm, because you need data to develop it. You need statistical data to build it out. So you need past performance.
Statistical data.
Don't get me started. My algo's the best. I developed an algo. I got the algo right here, left and right ear, what's in the middle. That's the algo.
You developed the algo?
I developed it.
I believe you.
I've been hit many lefts, I'm begging for a right. Come on, over.
By the way, 7-3 Mariners now, 7-3.
Every Boston game, Carver, every Boston game. Yeah. Doesn't matter. They're never out of it. Over. Why don't I'm writing it down right now. Mets over. And watch, this will be the end of the Bo Sox over. I'm writing it down. Watch. Can we get this over in Tampa Bay? Can we get this over? Like, really, Siri, again, you're coming up bases loaded, guy. 0-2 count. At worst, your job is to hit a sack fly. At worst.
What about at best?
The Granny Smith.
You love the Granny Smith.
The Granny Smith. Give me yard right now. Give me yard. Siri. Come on, Siri.
And that'll be enough for this guy on the Yankees, Joe, who didn't pitch that bad, actually.
Strikeout looking.
Hold on a second. I want to give you the numbers on this kid.
Strikeout looking.
Amazing. So this Will Warren, Joe, 5 1/3, 4 hits, 4 runs. He gave up the 3-run homer to Hayes. That was really his bad spot that he had. So you saw Cole backed out like an hour before the start. Or whatever, maybe a couple hours before. He was feeling fatigued, Joe, Garrett Cole. He hasn't been bouncing back between starts. So this Will Warren started for the Yankees tonight. He pitched okay.
Did he? Okay, could've the kid
better.
Was all right.
I mean, he's losing 4-2, but you know, I expect him to get completely smashed.
Okay, what happened here?
What's the matter, Joe?
They locked the thing here. Something happened in Tampa. I don't know. Rortvedt.
My thing. Rortvedt. My thing. Never up there. It just. It's. I've gone
got
away
it
from
on.
The FD.
Something good happened. They're giving me a higher cash out. Something good happened. We got runs.
Stop looking at that cash out button.
I can't. The cash out's higher. So now the under and over is 9.5.
4-3 raise. 4-3.
That's it. I knew it. I said it.
2-run single for Rortvedt makes it
4-3. That's it, Rortvedt.
So there you go.
All right, Carver.
Can you do me a favor? You're not allowed to.
I'm not. Not tonight. Okay? It's not happening tonight. Stop. It's not happening.
Stay away
tonight.
From that button.
You know, these gutless cubbies, I hate them. I hate them.
How about the Braves? Can the Braves get going?
Yeah, I don't know. We got second and third here, Carver. Second and third for the Braves. 5-diamond crypto coming up here. First and third now. What happened here? Singles. Somebody scored. 1-0 Braves. 1-0 Braves. Let's
Who
go.
Was it?
Crypto special.
Yeah, it was Riley.
Austin Riley singled. Austin Riley singled. Kalelnik. Advances to third, and Alvarez scores.
Kelnick. 1-0 Braves. There you go. Good job.
Jeez, I got to be play-by-play, too. I got to be play-by-play, too.
Wow, home run for Kansas City, 1-1. Massey with a homer for them. So
we're heating up. We're heating up. It's like NBA 2K.
Can we get Witt? I just added Witt live. They bumped him up to 450.
Come on, Corbin. Things are cooking. Things are cooking. Come on. We're cooking here. Where are these Cubs?
Man, the Mariners have the bases loaded again. They've already scored a bunch of runs.
Come on, come on, come on. Where's Rortvedt when you need him?
The other thing I didn't get to finish with you before, Joe, and I might have to wait till after the break with the Bears, was that everybody gets excited for this game on Thursday night, and they're not even going to play anybody.
Carver.
No Caleb Williams on Thursday night.
It's football, Carver.
You getting ready for a lot of Tyson Badgett on Thursday night, Joe? You take all the Tyson Badgett
props? Kid was a gamer. You were on his over. What happened here? Bases loaded. We could go yard here. Granny Smith, 8-3.
There it is again. Bring up the football. Gets into the Granny Smith, you know.
But then you bring it up. It's just the right. I mean, bases loaded. This is it.
This is what I mean.
No, stop. Tyson Badgett, you were on his total. He made his money against the Raiders.
He sure did. That was a great win that day.
Baby!
That was a great win. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. So you mentioned Tampa did get to 6-3.
Smith special corner. This is it.
Diaz
this
with an RBI it. Hit. Get a couple in. So they go to the seventh there, 6-3. What? How many more you need in that game?
Three. I got 11.5 and 12.5 in par. I got 11.5 straight. They're giving me a good cash out. I'm not taking it. And I got the 12.5 in parlays. So, I mean, it would be nice if we can get, you know, four more. I don't think we're done. I don't think we're done. But Atlanta's up 2-0. Runners on first and second. We're now. Could we update the app? 2-1 Cardinals. Could we update the app to at least have the runners correct? We have the score wrong. We have everything wrong on the app. Everything.
You got to go to somebody else, Joe. It's just
I can't, Carver, because, again, what's going on in the Cub game? Because the Cubs is showing 5-0 with a runner on first, top six, and I'm getting more than I put in for the cash out because something is awry here. That must mean there's runners on.
On which game?
The Cub game.
The Cubs are top six, 5-2. Cubs just got two.
Yeah, see, they're showing 5-0.
Two-run homer for Bellinger.
That doesn't help me. They're giving me a cash out. That's showing you that something good is going on. See, I can't work like this. I'm only as good as the technology in front of me.
Well, the technology in front of you is not going well.
Not going well. I got multiple books open here. 6-3. Runner on first, second to start, top seven. Runner on second to start. Let's go.
10th of the year for Bellinger, of course, just came off the IL. So he gets cooking there. 4-2, Phillies and the Yankees. Soto leading off here in the seventh. This will probably be the Yankees' last best chance.
Bases loaded.
Maybe not. These guys will get back around in the ninth.
Austin Riley's up. No. Murphy's up.
Riley's already had a hit in this inning. He's not.
Carver. Bases loaded. One out. Your job is to hit a double.
The Granny Smith or whatever.
Give me the Granny Smith. 6-0 would be huge here, Carver. Huge. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Sit dead, Red Murphy. Don't be afraid. Sit dead, Red. You love me. I know you love me.
All right. So you don't care that none of these guys are playing.
I do care. I'm going to be betting the game over, badging in the over.
The Hall of Fame game is always.
No. Don't say that. Don't say that. Always. Because 2 years ago I was on the over and it came in. Okay. You know that as well as anybody.
All right.
You want to bet the under? I'll tell you. What do you want to give me right now?
No, I don't want to. I'm not getting involved. I don't bet the whole thing.
Why? We bet everything else. We're betting kayaking in the
Olympics. I would rather bet the kayaking than the Hall of Fame game.
So that's just really that you're just doing that on purpose.
It's not real football.
It's not real football. All of a sudden, you became a purist. I didn't realize that.
You can almost make a case that those XFL games are better quality than the NFL preseason.
That's not right, Corey. That's really not right by you. I'm shocked that you said that, and that hurts me. Kid's got an 0-2 count.
How does that hurt you? You pump that league up more than anyone else. You love pumping that
league up. Strikes out, Murphy. You strike out with bases loaded. Looking, swinging, foul ball. Like, wake up, dude.
Joe completely out of the mix here now.
I'm not out of the mix. I know exactly what's going on. Here's the thing. Everybody's getting gassed up. Here's the thing. Matt Eberflus is an absolute garbage coach. I said it. Nobody else. You want to pump him up as coach of the year? Go right ahead. He's Brandon Staley 2.0. He's the human anchor to any offense that has a shot to score more than 20 points in a game. And expecting Caleb Williams to be C.J. Stroud 2.0 in year number one when he couldn't beat Notre Dame and threw three interceptions and looked like a deer in the headlights is absolutely ridiculous. Okay? They deserve nowhere near the 8.5 wins. Okay? And that's on top of D.J. Moore getting his money. So, how much? At 50, at 7 wins, at 6.5, at 6. How many more? How many? You want me to go down to 5.5?
You know, speaking of win totals, we played a Kyler Murray clip today on Coast to Coast, and with Kyler talking about how he hates losing, he wants to start, he wants to win now, he wants to do all this.
Here we go. We're back to this now.
He had a lot of nice things to say about Harrison too, which. Of course, as he should.
Well, you would hope so.
I couldn't believe that they're 7.5 for Arizona.
Well, I mean, they were.
I know they finished strong. They had a couple of big, they beat the Eagles.
Yeah, but they beat the Cowboys. They beat the Eagles. They almost beat the Giants. They almost swept the NFC East. That seems heavy.
I mean, it is -152 to the under. But that Cardinal total caught my eye today. I couldn't believe it was that high.
Well, you're going to go under?
No, I think it seems a little fishy, to be quite honest with you.
Well, they overexceeded. I thought Gannon would be a fish out of water last year. You know, I bet them in terms of the all totals, 2, 3, and 4. And they, obviously, they... 4-0 Braves! 4-0 Braves! And Rosario with a single. First and third, we're still eating. We're still eating in the Brew Crew. Feed us! Anyway, Gannon was a covering machine. I will give him that. I bet against him a couple of times. I got him one time. I doubled down on the Giants in game when they were down 20-0 money line. I caught him that game, but he got me against the Cowboys and he got me against the Eagles.
Looking at their schedule, Joe, to see what they have outside of their division.
Can I just say this? Second best team in the division, hands down, is L.A. Rams, and I love them. At what are they, +330 to win the division? Give me Stafford and the crew.
Yeah, I've learned my lesson. I'm not going after Shanahan anymore. I've been beaten down a little too much by him. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here on a Tuesday night. So, Joe, I told you Soto and Judge were leading off the top of the seventh for the Yankees.
Yeah.
They both walked, which, that means somebody's got to step up and pick them up. Wells did not. I believe he struck out. So now Jazz is up. Jazz is up first and second, one out against Stram. We'll see if he can.
You want me to do it? Jazz hands.
There you go.
Jazz hands.
To get it done there. Meanwhile. Let's see, Joe. Anywhere else where you got a little something cooking? 4-0 Braves. You mentioned that already. Nothing else.
I mean, that's Twins.
Okay. Can we get Royce Lewis to homer?
I don't know. I need this game to heat up, Carver. I need 3 more runs in this Miami game.
I love these late games, by the way. I'm on Ryan McMahon for Colorado against the Angels. I think I'm going to go on Tovar as well. I'm on Eugenio Suarez and Marte for the Diamondbacks. I'm on Fitzgerald for the Giants, and I think I'm going to put Rooker in there as well.
Okay.
Right. And for that Dodger-Padre game, I'm definitely going to put a couple in since you say it's going under.
Oh,
definitely
really?
Get a few guys in there.
Okay. Do I have a shot 12.5? Could this game in Cincinnati just like...
Wow. Three-run homer for Jazz Chisholm. His second of the night.
I said it, Carver. Jazz hands.
His fourth in the last two nights. Wow.
Why didn't you bet him?
I said want to know what, Joe. Hands. I bet him on Sunday night against the Red Sox. He was 9-1. And, of course, I didn't play him the last two games.
Where's Ben Rice been?
Yeah, he's a nobody now.
That's it. I put him on the map. Three home runs in the game I went.
Yeah, that was the last time he had a hit, was that game.
Crazy.
Look at Jazz, man. This guy, and you know what he brings to this team, Joe? That nobody, personality.
Panache.
He's got a little, and I know it probably bothers, you know, guys like Hal sitting up there in their owner's box with, you know, their crack crab and lobster. Oh, look, we have a guy with personality on the team. Guy who likes having fun. Oh, no, that's not allowed with the Yankees.
You think he's got a shot? You think he's got a shot to carry this team? Jazz hands?
Look, he's been obviously already in 2 days been a huge addition. That's a big homer, though, Joe. That goes, you know, when you go, it's a big three-run shot. Goes from down two to up one.
Yeah, there's nothing else going on.
Man, he walked it too. He had some flip, bat flip, Joe. He held the bat halfway down the line and gave it a little throw. He's got some personality. I love it. So 5-4 Yankees now. How about that? Meanwhile, here come the Mariners again, Joe. They got a couple on. Here comes Raleigh. Can Raleigh go deep this time? Can we get Cal Raleigh here? How about it, Joe? One time.
No, you want me to root for you.
Yeah, root it in.
Mm.
Come on.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I do that. I don't know. Can I get three runs in Miami? What do you need in Seattle? What do you need? A homer?
I just need Raleigh to homer. That's it.
Ten-three. Jazz hands. Brew crew starting fast here. Here we go. One down, runner on second. We got a duck on a pond. It would be nice to know exactly what's going on in these games, but I guess that's part of the, you know, how you have an edge now, right?
No shot.
So take a guess. Take a guess on what's going on.
Yep.
And crazy. It's wild. Bizarre. Could I get this?
What do you want
could
now?
Could I get some? I need three runs in this Tampa game.
Okay. Well, what inning is it now?
Bottom seven. Man, it's getting to the nitty gritty. Had an opportunity. I'm not cashing out.
You need the Marlins to tie that game, Joe.
Yeah, that would be good.
That would be your path to victory.
Yeah, well, or if, you know, Tampa wants to explode for three more here, that wouldn't be bad. Could Turang do something?
Who?
Bobby Turang? Turang?
The Brewers?
Yeah.
Bryce?
Nah.
Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio. We got another hour to go. 844-843-6879. We're back after this.